Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What you heard right there was the power of audio.
And audio is what we do at Odyssey.
That true crime podcast you spent hours listening to?
We produced that.
That radio station where you discovered your favorite artists?
That's our station.
That weird playlist of bongo music?
We ain't judging. One of our curators made that. Advertise with Odyssey. We can get your message in front of a broad or targeted audience. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Oh, hello, Scoobs. Like, wow, Scoobs.
He says hi back.
Thank you, Scooby. I'm sorry you don't have your jersey that you like having on today so much, because we know how much you love wearing clothes.
He does.
No, he doesn't.
No dog.
He really does.
I don't believe it.
Okay, well, that's fine. I know the truth.
Let us get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com as the Miami Dolphins are going to be taking on the New England Patriots. Game Day Uncensored comes your way 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. Myself, Alejandro Solana. Of course, we'll have Omar Kelly stop by, get you ready for all the action, and of course, set you up for all your reaction on Game Day Uncensored Post Game Edition. Is Dan Day still on this journey, or who's on? Do you know who's on? Are you on, Vlad? Who the hell's doing post game?
I can't be on any.
Your boots on the ground.
My boots on the ground.
So is it Dono this week?
Who's, I believe it might be Dono, maybe Frog Boy. I don't know. It's one of the two.
Where is he just off on travels this Dan Day?
Dan, the last
so five, used to him, not used to him not being here.
I know, you know, that's why it's either Dan or myself.
He's vlogging.
Yeah, he is vlogging. Dan and I.
He is vlogging from the mountains, and I love every second of it.
We're the Tobies of this place, the Kunta and Tobies of this place. He's having a great time with his gal, and they're just sightseeing.
As he should.
They're sightseeing. They're discovering nature. They're discovering nature. They're discovering the wild. They're being one with Mother Nature.
So he's backpacking.
He's been backpacking. Yes.
Good for him. All right. Well, nobody deserves a break more than that guy. That is for sure. There's no question about that. Sports Talk on WQAM, by the way, brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday and all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
I got to ask Jay Fick, did you steal that shirt from your dad?
No, I got this at a boat show.
Oh, okay.
Canes.
Also, he does not fit in this.
That's fair. Canes, they get going tomorrow against South Florida. Kickoff is scheduled for 4:30. Coverage and countdown to kickoff begins at noon, high noon here tomorrow with Hollywood and Brian Monroe. They will get you set for Canes and Bulls tomorrow. Canes, 18-point favorites or 17.5, depending on what book you're at. So we'll get that going. We spoke to Will Blackman. He's on the call tomorrow for CW. If you guys missed that, you can get the Tobin and Leroy podcast and see what he had to say about it and all the breakdown of that. He's also very worried about the Dolphins, by the way. Everybody, it's funny because it's like everybody just wants to pop in and be like, let me tell you how concerned I am about the Dolphins. Woof.
Well, here's the problem. Like, and I tried to explain it, not always the case. But when you see team meeting, right, you automatically assume something is awry or something went wrong. You know what I mean? And that in itself is troubling to people. Well, what I would say is, if y'all so damn close, you shouldn't need a team meeting. You should be able to walk up to the person and say, yo, I need more out of you.
Yep.
If y'all so close, you know, but here's the problem. And I'm going to tell you what the problem is. Everybody has a person in their group. They're afraid of their emotions, right? You go out to a club with a group of friends. There's always that one person. I hope so-and-so's feeling okay. She can make everybody else miserable. Well, when the Dolphins go play football, there's that guy. We all know who he is, mm-hmm. right? And so you all go into the game saying, man, I hope Tyreek does this. I hope Tyreek does that. So he's in a good mood, right? And that's the hardest part to deal with, believe it or not.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Tyreek this week, have we? That's interesting.
I'm surprised. Well, because let me tell you this.
I know, obviously.
Probably not, because you got so many other juicy things to talk about. When you run out of stuff, they'll go to Tyreek.
Yeah, I'm sure he wants to lay low this week with all the stuff on TMZ this week as well. I don't know. I mean, there is practice. Maybe he'll speak after practice today. So we'll see.
Yep.
We'll see. We'll keep an eye on it. Mike McDaniel spoke for 30 minutes. And I was like, oh my God.
30 minutes.
I just looked at that and I was like.
The longest 30 minutes ever.
30 minutes is not the problem. What's the over under on the amount of questions asked in those 30 minutes?
4.
2.5.
What's the over under on the us and questions. The
hmm. What? No, that don't matter. It's the amount of questions. If he answered 15 questions in 30 minutes, that's not bad.
You know, that's not.
But if he was asked 3 questions and he talked for 30 minutes, yeah.
You know, I anticipated this question.
Man, that's a big one.
I think one of the things I'm disappointed in is I just expected out of this offense,
mm-hmm.
more nuance and more growth. And I wonder if it's because they don't have faith in certain guys on the offense, mostly the line. So you still trying to get rid of the ball quickly to protect Tua and to do these things. Well, you know, there comes a time in sports where you got to be able to do what it takes to win. And one of the things about teams that compete for championships is they have the ability to win games in a multitude of ways. Whether you have a slug fight, whether you have a shootout, whether you have a bad weather game, a cold weather game, a game that's marred in penalties, the better team or a team that can win in multiple ways always seems to pull those games out. If you go into a game and say the only way we can win a game is win it one way, then you best believe that other team is going to try to take that game away from you. And I think the Dolphins at points and periods of Mike McDaniel's coaching career here, they have put themselves in a position where they can only win one way. And I think that is going to be his downfall unless he figures out nuance and how to add or show one thing and do something else. That's just the way it is. If you can only win football one way, then eventually it catches up to you.
I'm happy and I'm sad.
Oh, you just sad right now, bro. Like, it ain't nothing. I bet not see no pearly whites. I want to see you mean mugging the whole time.
Yeah, well.
So, but all that being said.
Mm-hmm.
All that being said, I don't believe they don't have the talent to do the things that I'm talking about.
Especially to win this game. I mean, if they were taking – I mean, like, look, we'll cross the bridge when it comes to it, when we got to take on the executioner on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's another story for another day.
Hey, I mean
– if there's somehow the Dolphins can win both these games, which they won't. But if there's somehow the Dolphins can win both these games, then yes, you'll forget all about week one. It can be an elixir for at least the time being.
They played so bad that we can't just go week one.
Yeah.
We can go week one with Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
We can go week one with Baltimore. Like, there's teams you could go, it's just week one. But they played so poorly that we have already hit the little red button and start panicking. And really, we know damn well we shouldn't be. But it's terrifying.
We'll take a break. Back with more after this. I got.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I don't know what the hat closet looks like for Cam Newton.
Look at that milk dud. Oh, that's Leroy.
He looks like he gets these hats from the Crocodile Hunters like soiree store. Is that an ostrich feather that he has in that thing?
Yeah, he's a pimp.
It's very impressive. Meanwhile, Ryan Clark's got like the RC Joker suit on today.
Leroy, if I see the top of your dome, I really want milk duds. I'm not gonna lie to you.
What?
Every time I see the top of your head, I want milk duds. You've been just showing your top of your head to us like the last 2 seconds.
He's locked in on something.
He's very locked.
He's locked in on something.
So you brought something, didn't you? You brought something.
I'm trying to do because Fonz is leaving tomorrow morning at 5.
Deets.
So we coordinate.
Mm.
You know, he had their little shipping container picked up.
Yep.
You know, that's why I was running back and forth with there because, I guess you know he didn't have the appropriate lock to put on it. So we had to do that. And then they were outside. He was outside washing the cars or whatever. And Tic Tac, Kaori was in the room. And so I went to see, ask them if they needed anything, but they were outside. She came out and said, they're outside. So I start walking outside. She grabbed my hand, right? And I'm thinking to myself, did they tell you stay in the room? She goes, yes. I said, don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby. No, I said, go back in the room. So I'm like, wow. I said, 3 years old, you still trying to get the old man, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Smart. I'm like,
wow, you know, but I thought about it.
Yep.
Because you, wait. Tobin, you know exactly when you get asked something based on what you get asked if they already asked their mom.
100%. 100%. I've already gone through this. I literally go through this still even with Sophia like every day. I'm like, you know, you've already asked this. Like, what are you coming to me for? You know.
Right.
You know.
They're trying to hit the weakest link.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who is the weakest link?
That they always look at me and say, you are the weakest link. Well, because here's what Mel does. If Mel don't want to, like, make that tough decision, can I go here or can I go there? She'll go, if your dad says okay. I'm like, wow, just put it all on me.
Right,
ain't no shame in my game.
I would say yes. Like, I would say yes all the time.
Yeah, let me tell you, especially if you have a daughter, because they come over, you know. Hey.
The trick is ridiculous.
Jennifer, is it easier to sweet talk your dad or your mom?
My dad.
It's not even a question. Right, somehow I ended up yesterday at Target. I'm like, what are you here for?
Yes.
What do you want?
Know why you were at Target?
I was like, oh. She's like, well, they have new clothes that came out. I'm like, I'm not buying new clothes.
I'm laughing because that's happened with my nieces. Like, you ever just be up driving there with me. Like, hey, come for a ride because you know, you want them to have fun. And then all of a sudden, you just at all the spots that they like. And you're like, wait a minute. I just thought I went to get a coffee.
Yeah.
How am I in Target? Why am I at, what's that pizza? The whatever pizza place is. Come on.
Dude, it's crazy. She's like, let's go
Chuck E. Cheese. Why am I at Chuck E. Cheese all of a sudden?
Let's go get an acai bowl. I'm like, you can't even spell acai. What the hell are you making me go here for?
Hey, wait, I got one worse. I went to Publix to get some stuff. And when I got home, I had Cold Stone strawberry ice cream with gummy bears in it. I'm like, how? That's what she like. First of all, the cutoff for gummy bears or ice cream is once you leave high school. Because for some reason, all high schoolers like gummy bears in the ice cream. I'm like, I can't be playing that game with my teeth.
Mm-mm. Sprinkles, baby. It's all about the sprinkles.
I don't even do sprinkles.
I love
do
sprinkles.
It's you all do, about sprinkles.
You do classic sprinkles or you do like those little dot sprinkles?
Nah, I like the classic. Classic. I'm old school.
Mm-hmm. I don't put candy in mine. I'm chocolate and nuts and like that. Like Fonda's favorite. You can get me with Fonda's favorite all the time. But here's the thing. If I have to go and have it made, I won't buy it. If I can get it in the freezer, then I'll buy it. Because the freezer is hard, right? If you get the ice cream made right there in front of you, by the time you get home, it's too mushy. You got to put it in the freezer and let it freeze up. So that's what I tell. When they say, hey, can you get me some ice cream? I'll go in there. I say, here's the rules. Here's the rules of ice cream at Cold Stone. Because I only get Cold Stone. Because Cold Stone ice cream, if you eat a little bit off the top and then put it back in the freezer, the next time you get it, it's still soft.
Sure.
if you go to get Publix ice cream, like you got to get one timers because that ice cream is hard as a rock. The next time you go back and get some,
I've never timers? Experienced that, Leroy.
What are you talking about? One ice cream stands? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's
never.
That ice cream is so hard when I go in there for the second, like the couple of days or 3 days later, but that Cold Stone stay nice and soft. Spoon go right through.
By the way, I know you guys were all waiting to figure this out, but in the semifinals.
Oh, yeah, in the Euro Basketball League?
Finland falls to Germany, unfortunately, 98-86. So the run has come to an end for Lauri Markkanen and Slim Jesus. And, of course,
Leroy got his freeze on 10.
Franz Wagner.
Yeah, see that? I'm told you, public ice cream in the freezer. I'm telling you.
Franz Wagner and Dennis Schroeder moving on.
And who are they going to face?
They're in the finals now?
Yeah.
They're going to face Giannis?
They got to face the winner of Giannis versus Şengün.
Wait, who beat Luka? Was it Giannis?
Germany.
Germany's just taking them all out. Germany's the best European.
Germany's the best, yeah. Germany always wins all of these things. Germany won.
About their black German. Dennis Schroeder's the man.
People are saying, like, if Schroeder wins this and he's Euro Basket MVP, people are saying, like, is he a basketball Hall of Famer for international competition?
I mean, he is a
He's basically
one of them ones in
he's German Kyrie.
Yeah, he's one of them ones in international basketball. Does he have an NBA?
He
title?
Does look. Doesn't he look like one of the new who is it? Biv DeVoe. One of them.
He looks like what happens after I leave 4 a.m. the bathroom.
He's on the Kings.
Oh, he's on the Kings now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like. He looks like a 4 a.m. I just went to the bathroom after Taco Bell.
Wasn't he on the Heat in the trade for before he got rerouted last year? Was he in the Jimmy Butler trade?
Yes.
Oh, he was.
He was supposed to go to Miami, and then he got rerouted to Detroit. Because we were actually happy that we had you guys had a backup point guard.
It's a very strange thing.
A lot of things were strange. P.J. Tucker was a Miami Heat.
P.J. Tucker was so fired up. He thought he was...
He was fired. Hey, guys, I'm so excited to be... be back in Miami, and then no, I'm not. Sorry.
He thought he put on the Undertaker meme. Remember? And then they traded him for Davion Mitchell. Flipped him.
We won that.
Agreed.
We won that trade.
Agreed.
We won that trade. So, Jennifer, Vlad, what y'all got planned this weekend? What's up? You gonna watch the Canes game? Jennifer, we know sometimes you and your little cronies. Y'all have, like, side quests and all that stuff where y'all doing things.
Yeah, you going to the Canes game or you got a mosh pit to go to?
Concert, something.
Birdcage.
So I am planning a concert. It is this weekend, though.
I know. So,
I have two to three concerts I'm planning for right now.
Who you going to see? Do we know?
Blood of the Lamb? Skull Basher?
That one. Especially that one at the I think I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Oh, well, speaking of concerts, do we have to give tickets
to
something?
To give away?
We do have tickets to give away. Why don't you reach into those boots, Jennifer?
I don't have one, but I'll reach into the culture.
Scooby's boots. Reach into his.
Scooby's paws.
Caller number 3 will be the winner.
All right.
Today.
Caller 3 to 305-567-0560 is going to win a pair of tickets as J-Fig has a last pair for Hardy, who's bringing his Jim Bob World Tour to the I Think Financial Amphitheater on September 20th with special guests Co Wetzel, Stephen Wilson Jr., and Sicarus. So that is a last pair. Caller 3 gets those tickets today. It's a Live Nation show. For more info, that's the word, go to WQAM.com. And while we're at it, you know, if you guys want a chance to have a Pro Bowl Miami football player come and visit an elementary school of your choice, it could happen. It's WQAM's MVP experience with the Dolphins, Zach. Sealer it on up. He's going to go to a school. Once you go, all you got to do is go to, he's on board to speak at a school. You go to WQM.com, enter an elementary school in Broward or Dade for your chance to get a visit from Zach Sealer, where he'll speak to the students and more. Teach them how to be a man or a little lady who can wrangle a bull and a quarterback as long as they don't play for the Indianapolis Colts.
I think the kids, what if the kids start asking him hard-pressing questions?
Kids don't care.
Kids say the darnest things I heard.
Filter. They don't have a conscience. If they want to know something, they ask. If somebody is big, they let you know because they haven't figured out the rules of kind of BSing
yet. Reading the room.
Also. Right. No, they don't read the room.
No.
They go, hey, why are you so big?
He's a giant. Why can't do a throw it to the right receiver?
Why does Tua not know which team to throw to?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Why does your coach look like my friend?
Why am he and your coach the same size?
And he wear my onesie?
How come your offensive line can't protect anyone? Why? And you know who he looks like in that picture?
What?
Limu Emu.
No, Limu Mark Anthony.
He does.
He looks like Mark Anthony stressed out like 3 days, like J-Lo when he was married to J-Lo.
I mean, compared to Mark Anthony, he's swole.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Mark Anthony is skinny.
They both look like Skeletor.
What?
That is correct, Mike.
Mm-mm. Yeah, they both look like Skeletor.
Now, you know what? If they go out and play well this week,
yep,
we'll take a deep breath and reset.
Until they get their ass handed to them next Thursday.
Till Thursday.
Don't matter. All we can do is this week. Now, here's my question. If that many guys got hurt in week one, what the hell's going to happen in week two and then come back on week three?
Not great.
Right.
Not great.
Yo,
I mean, the way they holding on to Darren Waller, he better come and be like an all-pro.
Darren Waller's not going to be a Dolphin come Monday, right?
Wow, dude, if he gets released on Monday.
I already said it.
Well, you already know.
The way Mike McDaniel talking like he don't know, basically he's tired of saying the nice things about him.
Right. Sick of it. It's like, why do we got to keep making this a thing? You know, every single week going to be asked about this?
Exactly. Like, you didn't play football for a year and some change. And we still wondering if you ready to play?
You got
to
go have a talk with
them. My question is, why couldn't you figure out they wasn't ready to play before?
Oh, I don't know. But it's a frustrating one. That's for sure.
Yep.
Absolutely frustrating. So, crazy times, man. We'll take a break coming on up. When we come back, if you guys missed it, the legend, Mike Tyson. He joined us early in the show, but if you missed it, talked about his upcoming show at the Hard Rock. Which sounds like a great time. Sounds like a great time. December 14th.
Yes.
By the way, if you guys want to win tickets to that, you guys can text the word CHAMP to 20357. Text CHAMP to 20357. You guys can get more information at WQAM.com. You can also go to hardrock.com/Tyson to buy tickets. It's text contest. Messages and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. But if you want to win tickets to his Return of the Mike show at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino this December, December 14th, you guys can text the word CHAMP to 20357. Mike Tyson He joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.